Go to item nine, the item on the House of Correction, because the superintendent has been waiting here patiently, along with Ms. Jackson, to discuss item nine.
Item number nine, from the superintendent, House of Correction, requesting authorization to grant an extension to existing contract with Aramark Correctional Food Services for the provision of food service at the county correctional facilities for the period of January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2016 in the amount of $9,912,516. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee laid the item over by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Go ahead, Superintendent.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Just to give you a little background, after I took over operations of the House Corrections, I became aware that our food service contract would expire at the end of this year. There really did not appear to be sufficient time to do a full RFP, because this is a very large contract, and it provides meals not only at the House Correction, other county facilities, as well as the county jail. So I met with Aramark personnel to see if there was any interest in continuing the contract or extending the contract if we go past the expiration date. I was presented by them with two options. One would be a one-year extension and also a three-year extension. The one-year extension provided a 3 cent reduction in meal price, which saves about $85,000 over the budget. It also included a into-work program for inmates, in which it would be a certificate program for where they're trained in kitchen operations. They would totally fund that program at the cost of that is $15,400. So based on that, they also made another proposal, which was a three-year proposal, which I did present to the Judiciary Committee. In that proposal, there was a reduction in meal service on the second year. The third year, there would be a CPI. Meal costs would be based on the CPI for food services. That also included $150,000 worth of capital improvements and upgrades at both the county jail kitchen and the House of Correction. I decided to go with that presentation to the Judiciary Committee because I felt that there was significant savings over the term of the contract. However, the direction I received from the Judiciary Committee was they wanted to look at the one-year contract. They didn't feel it was prudent to enter into a three-year agreement. They were more inclined to look at the one-year contract, so that's what we have today. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it out to you, but you do have the provisions of the 1 year based on the 3 year. We can hand out copies of the actual 1 year extension. So basically what we're asking you to do today is to consider the 1 year contract. If you want to also consider the 3 year, you have that option too. The 1 year contract does give us some breathing space. It'll give us time to develop an RFP during next year. We can look at adding capital infusion into that RFP. It does provide a reduction in the cost and also provides the into-work program, which will be paid for by the Aramark staff. And if you have any questions for Aramark, seated right over there is Jake Sweeney. He is from Aramark Correctional.
I'm not sure that we can take up a one-year contract with this committee today. I mean, I don't know if Corporation Council is here.
I did. We did contact Corporation Council. They said you could do that because it's two separate issues. It's not like you're changing the original contract if you so decided to do that.
Okay, well, we get some very interesting interpretations of this new law. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of questions regarding this contract. The first one is you talked about the price per meal. It was in the what kind of meals are we talking about? Give me an example of a typical $3.31?
No, the current meal price is $1.20. It'll go down to $1.17.
So what does that get for me?
Good morning. My name is Jake Sweeney with Aramark. I come to the office too.
Good morning. My name is Jake Sweeney with Aramark. To answer your question, ma'am, that is typically around a 2,700-calorie menu. That includes whether it's a patty, a starch, a vegetable, and a dessert, typically.
Okay. And the patty, what is in that patty?
It all depends. There are no pork products used in the menu, but it typically is a chicken patty or a turkey patty.
And this 15, the $15,400 for the employee training program. Where does that cost come from? Is that the cost for oversight from the staff? And then if I am an inmate in this program, what do I leave out of there with? Am I certified in food handling? Am I? Do I get a letter of recommendation? What does this get for the inmate?
Primarily what it is that we do have inmates who work. We use inmate labor in the kitchen. But this will also provide them classroom instruction as well as practical application in the kitchen. They will then, if they successfully complete the program, they'll get a certificate from Airmark saying they've been trained in food service management techniques, sanitation, preparation. So the goal is that they could take the certificate if they were attempting to get a job in food service to show that they've actually received formal training from a nationally recognized corporation.
The last question I have is in regards to the nutritional needs of the inmates. So does Aramark, do you have separate diets for people who have diabetes or heart disease or because that, you know, that $1.20 meal doesn't sound very nutritious. So what do you do for people that have specific health requirements?
As a corporation, Aramark Correctional Services has our own team of dietitians on hand, and their nutritional analysis is put on every menu. Their dietary or their signature is on every menu, along with the facility signature as well. So, for diets, we have a whole handbook of dietary meals and preparation that we do specific for the diets that we receive from the medical staff at both facilities, the sheriff's office or the jail and the House of Corrections.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I chaired Judiciary and specifically asked Corp Counsel what options would be available to this committee when the item came to us, because it was clear that the Judiciary Committee was not interested in advancing what was in front of them. And the tentative opinion I thought that I heard was that an amendment or a substitution would not be in order, and that the department would either introduce a new item that could be scheduled or would revise the current item, so that would be the item in front of the committee. So I'm a little confused now in terms of whether the administration is actually telling me that I do have the ability, they believe that under Act 14, this body has the ability to make an amendment to a contract. I can amend the item in front of me regarding a contract.
My understanding, and again, is that it's not an amendment, because you actually have two options. You would have an option of approving the 1 year or approving the 3 year.
The resolution in front of me does not have two options.
Right. I have the resolution in front of me on the screen. It only refers to a 3 year contract.
Correct.
We don't have anything before us with a 1 year contract.
Correct.
Correct. So in order to go from a 3 year contract to a 1 year contract on the resolution, we would have to amend that resolution.
I don't have it either.
I would be happy.
You would know better than me. Like I said, it was just when we checked, you know, we tried to get it so that we could actually have both of them entered into the system so that they would be before your committee. Unfortunately, there was just not enough time to make that connection. So what we did is we did prepare a hard copy resolution. But again, you would know better than me if this is something you can move forward on. I was told, because it was not an amendment, that you could accept it and look at both options and decide on which option you wanted to take.
And who told you that?
That was through Corporation Counsel's office.
What person directly told you that?
I received that. It was from Mark Grady's office, but I didn't talk directly to Mark Grady.
Did you talk directly to a person?
Yes.
Or did you get it in writing?
No.
Who did you speak to?
I believe...
Who did we get to?
Grady.
Oh, my. Actually, he's here now.
Yeah. But you didn't speak to him. Mr. Grady, can you shed some light on this situation? I don't know if you heard what was going on. Should I summarize what the question
is?
Yes,
I was actually not listening to your committee meeting.
Oh.
Why it's been so interesting.
You're a wise man.
appreciate that.
So Superintendent Haefman seemed to indicate that he got some direction from the Corp Counsel's office that even though the resolution before us has a three-year contract, that out there floating is a one-year contract, and we could do that even though it's not in the resolution. Some of us think that we would then be amending the resolution, which may or may not be consistent with Act 14. So he said we could do it based on conversation with someone in your office. Well, we just want to follow along.
Mr. Chairman, my thought, and which I've expressed to both staff at the board and to the administration, was that if you, as chair of this committee, were to allow him to, the administration, to present another resolution on this agenda item, they could have done that, and then it could have been put on this agenda as a second resolution through Legistar, et cetera. To my knowledge, that hasn't been done. So I believe your choice right now is to act on the resolution before you, period. I also believe, and Mr. Haefman can correct me if I'm wrong, that because of the timing of this, there's no reason why this couldn't be done if you reject the three-year resolution. A one-year resolution couldn't be put through in the next cycle and still have plenty of time for the January contract. That's, frankly, the cleanest method. Right. You reject this one, they put a new one in next cycle.
Did you have something to add on this? Would you want to, you seem to have something salient on this particular point, so...
I thought I did, but I would just say, when something comes in front of us, it'd be a continuing question, and if something comes in front of us, if we choose not to act, then the Judiciary Committee did pass a one-year extension. Is that correct?
No.
We did not?
No.
Okay. All right. Then I'm dropping my comment. Thank you.
My mistake. Supervisor Jurczyk, you do have something salient.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I did attend the inspection of the House of Correction this year, as I have every year since I've been on the board. I was extremely impressed. Mr. Haefman, or Deputy, what's the proper title?
Superintendent
Haefman, thank you, is doing a yeoman's job, considering the circumstances in which he came into that position. Now, I think, look, the smarty pants in Madison think they have, you know, the way to tell the arm of government that's in this county how to do business. And we've encountered problems before with the failure to cooperate with the executive in trying to get things done. And I think we need to find a way to jump through hoops to get this done. Perhaps the way to do this, and Corp Counsel's here, is to perhaps lay this over until this afternoon. We're coming back anyway. And permit the superintendent to substitute the resolution with a one-year amendment. I would like to jump through those hoops. No one's going to be objecting.
We might be violating open meetings laws because we haven't noticed
that. Well, it's no, and we can have Corp Counsel weigh in, but it's been noticed as an item on our agenda. I don't know that we have to be so super concerned about whether it's going to be a 3-year or 1-year. The public knows we're discussing this. I also agree. I think a 1-year is a good idea rather than a 3-year. I remember the last time we did the Aramark RFP, and I believe they were really the only qualified bidder at the time, and it may still be the case. I don't know that. But more importantly, now that we have a new superintendent out there, I think a 1-year extension makes a lot of sense to permit his administration to really, you know, put a stamp on a new contract with Aramark rather than just extending for 3 years. So I'd like to give them that opportunity. I think there are ways to do this without violating Act 14, assuming Corp Counsel can advise us on that. But let's be a little flexible here and just, you know, one up the smarty pants in Madison. I continue to get very irritated with them. The last time we had this, Comptroller was recommending a change because we would have been in jeopardy with our bonding. These are all examples of real important reasons why we have to make changes. And the fact that our hands are being tied because certain people in Madison think they can tell us what to do in county to run government just continues to irritate me. But I won't make that speech. could we lay this over? I think this is a way to do it. Ask Corp Counsel if this is appropriate, and then permit the superintendent's administration to bring in a substitute resolution so we're not amending things. Thank you.
I mean, that's a possibility. The question I would have for the superintendent and staff is why they felt it, and this is my question to you, why they felt it was good public policy to simply extend a contract for 3 years without doing any RFP to get any information from any potential bidder. Just say, oh, you give us a 3-cent break, and we'll take it. And so maybe you can answer that, why that was a good idea.
Well, again, that was my decision to make. It included a 3-cent break.
But eventually it becomes ours.
Right. But, I mean, to make that recommendation, I thought it was prudent to bring it because it also included a reduction for the second year of the contract. There was a 2-cent reduction. So it made sense to move forward. There was some cost savings of meals of about $150,000. There also was some cost savings of the infusion of capital for $150,000. So I thought it was prudent to bring it to the committee, to the committee's attention to act on it. And that's why. I mean, I fully understand, you know, when we went through the Judiciary Committee, and I've talked to supervisors too, I fully understand their concerns with going with a 3-year contract. And the 1-year contract is a viable option, and it's a very good option. If I would have done it over again, I probably would have gone with the 1-year contract. But I thought because of the capital infusion, they also were going to pay for the total cost of the inmate program for the 3 years, which was roughly $45,000 that would have been put in extra. I thought it was worthwhile to bring it to the board's attention.
Then would it be your intention over the next year to put it out for bid?
Definitely. We would develop an RFP process for 2014. We would try to capture everything that we were in that contract extension, capital infusion, meal cost, and then we put it out for bid, correct? This is only a one-time extension.
Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Haas, Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I heard Supervisor Jerzyk's suggestion that there be a temporary layover. I don't see a need for a temporary layover. This item has been noticed. I don't know if Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady has seen the resolution. And, of course, the chair, we have to go by the chair's direction as it relates to how we will proceed eventually. But I'm thinking that I don't see any need to lay this over to this afternoon. If we can move today, whether we lay the item over, whether we look at the 1-year proposal and move on it, I don't see where we need to go to this afternoon because we have enough items on the schedule this afternoon for us not to either move, decide on what we're going to do, and then go forward. So again, I don't know if Mr. Grady has seen the resolution. It's something that we could entertain. Whether it actually has to be put on Legistar, if that's the case, then we need to dispose of this item and move on. Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I have very briefly seen the resolution that's in front of you now, the 3-year resolution, if that's the question. I've seen that.
No, Mr. Grady, this would be for what?
For a one-year resolution?
Yeah.
I have not seen a draft unless that's... I've just been handed the draft, but I have not seen it before this moment. I'd be happy to look at it, but I haven't seen it. As far as the other question that was raised in terms of layover and open meetings, I agree with Supervisor Jurisic's comments. I believe that this has been noticed, the subject matter. The point for the public is that they know what business you're taking up. And so you're taking up an RMR contract with the House of Correction. If you wish to lay this over and accept a substitute or a new resolution from the administration, you can. You're not required to, obviously, but you can. But I don't think that would violate open meetings to do that.
No, I'm finished, Mr. Chairman. It's your call.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I might have a question for Mr. Grady after all this, too. So, thanks, sir. The submitted resolution to the 3-year contract and the second whereas clause, it states that the vendor provided the service levels and flexibility, and they have provided the county with a new proposal that we believe to be unmatched in the industry. Well, I'm not comfortable with that, frankly, and this is making this would language make it official praise from the county board, the county government. without there being any basis of comparison having been provided, much less something confirming that what was performed was really good and valued. I mean, Mr. Hafman, a pleasure to see you, sir. No disrespect intended whatsoever, sir, to you or your work here. I just say we as the board have not been presented with information confirming that this is, quote, unmatched. It hasn't been validated. This claim has been invalidated. So, Mr. Grady, my question for you, sir, if I would like this phrase to be struck from the second whereas clause, following the... Can we do that? Are we still permitted to do that?
No.
Can I move to have that struck from the resolution? It would have to be a substitute resolution. And can I do that then, Mr. Grady?
Wow. You know, amending a whereas clause, it does not affect the action that's in the be it resolved clause.
True.
And so in that sense, you're not amending the policy that's being adopted or the contract that's being adopted. I don't know. It's a pretty fine point. My gut reaction would be it would be acceptable to amend the whereas clauses as long as you don't touch the be it resolved clauses. But, boy, I don't know. I'm winging it here.
Well, I don't want this government to give just a glowing endorsement to, it's a corporation. That's okay. I've founded corporations in the past. I'm not afraid of them. But, just to unmatch in the industry, that's a rather glowing remark that I don't feel comfortable with this body passing. So Mr. Grady said...
Well, the whereas clauses have no legal effect. The be-resolved clause does. And so I think that's the distinction I would have. You don't have to have a whereas clause at all in your resolutions. So I think it probably doesn't... matter legally, so I would say Act 14 probably doesn't address that.
Now, and then on that, if I may, Mr. Chairman, because it's not in the be it resolved, are we then not declaring that Aramark is wondrous?
That doesn't sound like a legal question. I'm sorry. I'm not following.
It's not that important. Perhaps I'm just fixating on this.
Perhaps.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll think about this further. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grady.
Supervisor Mayo, did you have a question?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
My question is, with this contract about this being involved right now, did they have an option that you could the administration without changing anything and give them a one-year extension so that you can put an RFP out? Because as what Supervisor Paul is saying, we don't have no data. We don't have no data to say that any other company would came forth and gave you the price. Give them a hand us right now if they come in because you want to use whatever they negotiate with you for the RFP and give other people a disadvantage. If you just use the present contract and go off with the RFP because you have 36 or even a year options, then you go off with your RFP. Because right now, it's a disadvantage for anybody who wants to go off for a contract. So I'm confused why they didn't use it if they had an option. Extend the option for 1 year, then go out for RFP to make sure that the committee and the supervisor understand if there are any compatibles out there or anyone better to use the service. I'm kind of confused on this.
Well, the reason we couldn't because there was no additional extensions in the contract. So the actual contract expired. So the only thing we could do is go out for an RFP. And again, there wasn't the time frame for doing it was not very good prior to the end of the year. Or the only other option would be to try to continue the contract for a length of time. So those were the only two options available to us. So there was no automatic extension that we could extend.
But if you...
Go ahead.
If you decide to go out for RFP, and if you give a timeliness for RFP, you would get the response. And how can you get response on if you have a 3 week or less than a month turnaround for all the things that you're going on? For the RSP, for a particular for that type of service. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to know what is the DB's funding to the contract, or have y'all asked that question over there? I missed it.
Mm-mm. Has not been asked. Someone respond to Supervisor Mayo's question?
Okay, I'm June Jackson, the Fiscal Operation Manager for the House Correction. And I did have the existing contract reviewed again with the DPE department, and it does have a DPE component in it.
Speak a little louder.
It does have a DPE component in it, and they did approve the existing contract as being extended, being essentially the same. I believe the DPE percentage is 17%.
Mr. Tyler is nodding his head behind you that that's the correct number. The question then is, how do you meet the DBE component?
I'm not an expert in that area. The process I understand is you submit the contract to the DBE department, and they review it, and then they sign off on it.
Mr. Chairman, I think the question is for Aramark, how they satisfy the 17% requirement. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Aramark's
question.
Hold on. So, Mr. Sweeney, is it?
Yes, sir.
Can you answer how you meet your 17%?
Actually, if I could have Mr. Schuster address
sure.
that, please.
Go.
Chuck Schuster with Aramark Correctional Services. Thank you, Supervisors, for the opportunity. We've met before with the DB office concerning the participation on this contract. It's been a very challenging goal for us to meet. We have gone and found out other vendors within the community, and recently we've had one certified, and we have one that is currently in the process of getting their certification. Now, when we talk about the 17%, originally, when we signed this contract, it was 17% based on the purchases, because this was a contract that was a huge part was labor-based. So it was 17% of the purchases for the required contract. Now, at this time, are we meeting the goal? We have come up short of our obligation, but as we've come before the board and the members before, you know, we have gone out and given all of our local produce, milk, and chemical and paper purchases to local vendors, knowing how important it is to keep the money and funds within the community and to keep those funds within Milwaukee County. So with as it pertains to the 17% of purchases, we know how important it is. We know we are continuously fighting to meet that goal, and know, again, how important it is to keep those funds within the community.
Does that answer your question, Supervisor Lipscomb and others, Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Chairman, our DBE department, I know it's going through changes, said that they met 17%. He just came up and stated that you need to go last time. And we can go out for our RFP. I hope y'all lay this over and think about something else. What the Aramark might be a good organization.
Well, the Judiciary Committee, the Judiciary Committee did lay it over without taking any action, and we could do that. And as was stated earlier, that you know the time component, that we could still do a 1-year contract in the next cycle. So, Supervisor Stamper.
Yes. It looks like the contract ends in December. Is that enough time for an RFP? Number one.
No.
No. Okay, number two is, how long have they had the contract, and how long have they not fulfilled the DBE participation? Mr. Chair.
Would you like to come back and answer that? Do you know the answer to that question?
Absolutely. Supervisors, the contract is currently ending with a five-year contract period. Within that time frame, we've gone back and forth to the DBE office, knowing not that there's not enough vendors within the community to be able to do and meet the 17% of total purchases, and that's why we went out and within the community to try to find other avenues. Now, when we talk about the actual vendors that we do use, you know, part of the DBE program and what it stands for is to help these businesses find other avenues so they can leave the DBE experience behind. And we've gone out, we've used them in other areas of Aramark. We've partnered with them. We've gone out and helped them solidify other business needs. So, you know, when we talk about 17% of purchases for this contract, there's a lot of things that we do above and beyond what the actual contract stands for to help, you know, the overall goal of what the DBE you know, initiative stands for. So to answer the question, you know, this is our second contract term, just finishing up the 5-year. We met the goals in our first 5-year contract period. This one we're currently sitting at roughly about 87 to 88% of what we are currently supposed to supply for the second 5-year term. But that does not take into consideration all the other things that we've done as it stands for the good faith effort as supplied for the DVE efforts.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having heard what Mr. Schuster says, he's bringing back memories from 5 years. I appreciate to have a card from Mr. Schuster and Mr. Sweeney, and I move that this item be laid over to the next cycle. Pardon me?
I concur
with the with the action of the Judiciary Committee to lay this item over.
Okay,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Take the roll on Supervisor Johnson's motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Could we just permit Superintendent Pateman to weigh in on whether that's going to be a problem for the food service if we laid over another month? I just want to
say no.
Mr. Aitman, if this were done in October, would you still be able to execute a 1-year contract with Aramark?
Yes, we would.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, do they understand that they have to bring the item? The item has to be submitted, though. I mean, if nothing happens between now and then, the same item will be in front of us. So there has to be either a new item introduced with a 1-year contract or a revision to this item. Otherwise, it'll be identical.
I think they understand. I think it's been a learning process for all of us in this one. So I think they know now, and let's take the roll on the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Judiciary Safety and General Services to lay over is approved.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Moving right along to item number 2.